listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on December 7th, 2025. Welcome to episode 48 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Steph Cameron's Blood Moon with the title track.
Oh, the campfire burns and the earth turns. Plenty of teachers and nobody learns. Plenty of room by the fire if you're feeling cold.
That was the title track from Steph Cameron's Blood Moon. Next up is Country Girl Case, Montana Rockies. The tune is the title track.
Sweet.
I would like to comment on SFP Athletics at this time. On December 1st, the Red Leaves women's wrestling team competed in two duels at Plotchy Hall in Alamosa, Colorado, the home of Adams State Grizzlies, where weight classes were in pounds. I will mention SFU winners. The first duel was against Fort Hays starting at 4 p.m. Pacific, where Laura Alcander Soto doubled up Morgan Mashman 8-4 in 124. Ella Finding dominated Samara Markwald via a 14-3 technical fall in 131. Lene McCracken tumbled Kaylee Ricketts at 106 and 160. And Julia Ritchie upended Haley Conley at 115 and 207 as the Red Leaves were shaded by the Tigers 25-22. SFU's second duel was against the host Adams State, where Laura Alcander Soto tripled up Julia Donnelly 3-1 in 124. Ella Finding dominated McKenna Hendrickson via an 11-0 technical fall in 131. Mary Rush tumbled Dakota Hall at 131 in 138. Liv Weber overwhelmed Angelina Vell Valkenberg via a 10-0 technical fall in 145. Lene McCracken upended Amanda Yu at 117 and 160. Rupinder Johal tumbled Brisace St. John at 111 and 180. And Julia Ritchie trounced Taina Yosiki via an 11-0 technical fall in 207 as the Red Leafs destroyed the Grizzlies 30-16. On December 2nd, the SFU Track and Field program announced the addition of Megan McKay, who hails from Surrey and graduated from Sullivan Heights Secondary. McKay's highlight performance was clearing 1.57 meters in high jump at Nanaimo. Also on December 2nd, the women's wrestling team traveled to Denton, Texas for two more duels at Kitty Maggi Arena, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the SFU winners. The first duel was against the host Texas Women's University starting at 11:30 a.m. Pacific, where Ivy Threatful upended Victoria Pena at 107 and 117. Mary Rush dominated Lysha Rios via a 12-0 technical fall in 131. Liv Weber overwhelmed Mackenzie Blue via a 10-0 technical fall in 145. Lene McCracken tumbled Puna Babu at 235 and 160. Rupinder Johal trounced Samaria Barnett via a 15-5 technical fall in 180. And Julia Ritchie defeated Kitana Lifa'atoto via a 5-2 decision in 207 as the Red Leafs bested the Pioneers 25-22. SFU's second duel was against Shriner University, where Ivy Threatful dominated Gideon Sanchez via a 13-2 technical fall in 117. Laura Alcander Soto upended Marianella Garcia at just 41 seconds in 124. Liv Weber tumbled Aubrey Schubert at 113 and 145. Lene McCracken upended Azana King at 209 and 160. Belen Lopez tumbled Tracy Linklater at just 27 seconds in 180. And Rupinder Johal upended Faith Macaria at 402 and 207 as the Red Leafs conquered the Mountaineers 30-16. On December 3rd, the SFU volleyball were honored by two organizations. First, with the American Volleyball Coaches Association, which released the 2025 Division II Women's Volleyball All-Region Teams and Award winners. Two Red Leafs were awarded in the West Regions, as Natalie Lemoyne-Sells made the first team, and Eva Person earned the honorable mention. Later on, the Conference Commissioners Association released its 2025 D2CCA All-West Region Volleyball Team, where Logan Remington made the second, rounding out the three Red Leafs who earned recognitions. Later on December 3rd, the SFU women's basketball returned to action on December 3rd as they visited Seattle Pacific at Brougham Pavilion in Seattle, Washington, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. and the Red Leafs edged the Falcons 57-54. SFU were led by Sophie Bergeron with 15 points, followed by Bree Neufeld, Rachel Lukes, and Haley DeWell with 10 each. Meanwhile, Seattle Pacific were led by Lacey Kearns and Grace Leisure with 16 points each, the highest in the game. Two games were on tap for December 4th. First with the Red Leaves Volleyball, as they started in the NCAA Division II Volleyball West Regional Tournament as the second seed against a familiar foe in the Central Washington Wildcats, the sixth seed at Golden Gymnasium in San Diego, California, where the tip-off was at 1:30 p.m. and SFU were shaded by Central Washington 3-2. The Wildcats were led by Scotty Ellsworth with 19 kills, 5 blocks, Ella Baines with 15 kills, Kaylee Wolsey with 14 kills, 5 blocks, Ellie Marble with 3 aces, 8 assists, 14 digs, Kaylee Shea Chang with 2 aces, 32 assists, 13 digs, Addie Ellen with 22 assists, and Brooklyn Parker with 29 digs. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Davida Hill with 18 kills, 12 digs, Natalie Lemoyne-Sells with 13 kills, 6 blocks, Jaden Armstrong with 11 kills, Ella McVitty with 5 aces, 18 assists, Mason Unger with 2 aces, 7 assists, 26 digs, Eva Person with a whopping 38 assists, and Mason Unger with 21 digs as the SFU Red Leafs Volleyball's 2025 season ended. Later on, the SFU men's basketball capped off October 4th by hosting Central Washington at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. and the Red Leafs dominated the Wildcats 89-73. Central Washington were led by Jordan Clark, Che Haynes with 20 points each, and Garrett Marsh with 10. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Daniel Smith with 21 points, the highest in the game, Tate Christensen with 19, Mikhail Malabuyak with 18, and Zach Stone with 16. There were three events on December 5th. The Red Leafs swimming teams started in the three-day 2025 Puget Sound Logger Invitational at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington, where the distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds, as preliminaries started at 10 a.m., followed by finals at 6 p.m. I will mention the SFU winners in non-preliminaries, relays, and A-finals in individual events, where the top 8 qualified from respective preliminaries. 20 points were awarded for individual event A final winners, with 40 points for relay winners. The quartet of Robert Van Lubin, Lucas Buck, Evan Velasic, Luka Tomic in the men's 200 freestyle relay at 122.76. The quartet of Jessica Dragici, Maddie Connell, Chloe McCara, and Lana Perry in the women's 200 freestyle at 135.21. Ryan Leslie in the women's 500 backstroke at 26.37. Owen Nicholson in the men's 500 freestyle at 429.52. Evan Velasic in the men's 200 individual medley at 152.76. Jessica Dragici in the women's 200 individual medley at 207.33. Robert Van Lubin in the men's 50 freestyle at 20.5. Maddie Connell in the women's 50 freestyle at 24.02, and the quartet of Ryan Leslie, Robin Reed, Jessica Dragici, Maddie Connell in the women's 400 medley relay at 351.99, as the Red Leafs women earned 358 points for second among six teams, only behind Whitworth with 382, while the Red Leafs men earned 275 points for second among six teams, only behind Whitworth with 305.5 after day one of the 2025 Loggers Invitational hosted by Puget Sound at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington. And the SFU women's basketball capped off December 5th as they visited the Montana State Billings at Altura West Gymnasium in Billings, Montana, where the tip-off was at 6 p.m. Pacific, and the Red Leafs dominated the Yellow Jackets 76-61. SFU were led by Rachel Lukes, Sophie Bergeron with 17 points each, the highest in the game, followed by Bree Neufeld and Haley DeWale with 12 points each. Meanwhile, Montana State Billings were led by Kyla Monberg with 15 points and Allison Kuntz with 12 points. There were 4 points on December. There were 4 events on December 6th. The Red Leaf swimming teams competed in day 2 of the 2025 Loggers Invitational at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington, where the distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. As preliminaries started at 10 a.m., followed by finals at 6 p.m. I will mention DSFE winners in non-preliminaries, relays, and A-finals in individual events, where the top 8 qualified from respective preliminaries. 20 points were awarded for individual event A-final winners, with 40 points for relay winners. The quartet of Ryan Leslie, Maddie Connell, Chloe McCara, and Lana Perry in the women's 200 medley relay at 145.25, Robin Reed in the women's 50 breaststroke at 29.54, Evan Velasic in the men's 400 individual medley at 40.57, Chloe McCara in the women's 100 butterfly at 57.04, Owen Nicholson in the men's 200 freestyle at 140.35, Jessica Dragici in the women's 200 freestyle at 151.43, Robin Reed in the women's 100 breaststroke at 104.24, Lucas Buck in the men's 100 backstroke at 49.58, Ryan Leslie in the women's 100 backstroke at 56.16. The quartet of Luka Tomic, Evan Velasic, Owen Nicholson, Lucas Buck in the men's 800 freestyle relay at 641.26, and the quartet of Jessica Dragici, Lina Perry, Maddie Connell, Ryan Leslie in the women's 800 freestyle relay at 742.14, as the Red Leafs women earned 758 points for second among 6 teams, only behind Whitworth women with 819, while the Red Leafs men earned 544.5 points for second among 6 teams, only behind Whitworth men with 713.5, in the first 2 days of the 2025 Logger Invitational, hosted by Puget Sound at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington. And the SFU men's basketball and wrestling teams capped off December 6th. First with the men's basketball, as they hosted Northwest Nazarene at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m., and the Red Leafs fell to the Nighthawks 84-73. Northwest were led by Jaden Byers with 17 points, tied for the highest in the game, followed by Easton Ragon with 15, Michael Day, Kyle and King with 11 points each, and Garrett Hawks with 10. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Mikhail Malubuyak with 17 points, tied for the highest in the game, Zach Stone with 13, Sartaj Bangu with 11, and Ayani Jameson with 10. Now to the Red Leafs Wrestling, who confronted the Corbin Warriors at C.E. Jeffers Sports Center in Salem, Oregon, where the first match was at 7 p.m. SFU won only 2 of 10 weight classes in pounds against Corbin, as Hugh Wheeler dominated Gus Mann in 165 via an 18-3 technical fall, while Tavjer Dinsa edged Asaya Kemplane 4-3 and 197, and the Red Leafs were crushed by the Warriors 44-8. 3 events are on tap today. The SFU men's wrestling are competing in the Clackamas Open in Oregon City, Oregon, where the first match was at 9 a.m., and both Red Leafs swimming teams are in the final day of the 3-day 2025 Logger Invitational, hosted by Puget Sound at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington, where the preliminaries started at 9 a.m., with the finals scheduled for 4 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU,
a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference size. Northwest Nazarene are first at 2-0 conference, 7-1 overall. St. Martin's second, 2-0 conference, 7-2 overall. Montana State Billings third, 1-0 conference, 8-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage fourth, 1-1 conference, 8-4 overall. Alaska Fairbanks fifth, 1-1 conference, 4-4 overall. Simon Fraser 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1-1 conference, 4-6 overall, much like Western Washington. Seattle Pacific, 8th, 0-1 conference, 3-2 overall. Central Washington, 9th, 0-2 conference, 5-6 overall. And Western Oregon are dead last at 0-2 conference, 3-5 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties for women's basketball. Western Washington are first at 2-0 conference, 9-2 overall. St. Martin's second, 2-0 conference, 6-3 overall. Western Oregon third, 2-0 conference, 5-3 overall. Simon Fraser fourth, 2-0 conference, 6-5 overall. Central Washington fifth, 1-0 conference, but are also 7-0 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 0-1 conference, 4-3 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 0-2 conference, but are 7-2 overall. Montana State Billings, 8th, 0-2 conference, 4-7 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 0-2 conference, 2-6 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks, last, 0-2 conference, 0-8 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Corbin's Crisis Kid. The track is Clown on Stage. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Confess, first to say goodnight.
Welcome to the second half of episode 48 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, portable for Mike, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be a new feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, followed by the latest on the Surrey Police transition.